Well, thank you very much. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one. And they tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history. It's been sad in so many ways, but I think it's going to be inspiring because we're going to do something that, frankly, nobody's been able to do for a long time.
What's up, everybody? Trump Latinos. I know y'all know about Taco Tuesday, but let us show you what Super Tuesday looked like at Mar-a-Lago.
Welcome to Mar-a-Lago, where the players play. Mar-a-Lago, where the players play.
So great, thank you.
Donald Trump, ready?
Perfect.
But you're going to be happy.
Yes.
Trump. We got that win yesterday, so we're gonna be good.
Tomorrow, the American people, as you know, are going to hear from President Biden about the State of the Union. And I've been asked many times, as many of us have, if you had to describe in one word what you believe the State of the Union is, you've heard the word crisis, you've heard catastrophe. I think maybe a summary is decline. And I say that with great sadness, we all do. But it's because of this president and his administration that we are indisputably in decline.
Hey, Gucci gang, what's poppin'? I'm your hoes, little pimp. Dying. I was gonna read this article for the episode about Trump winning Super Tuesday, but that ran a little long, and I didn't want you guys sitting here listening to that. This will be a shorter episode, you get the idea. Trump gloats over Nikki Haley dropping out post-Super Tuesday. Got trounced last night by Ryan King. Oh, what's up, King? Let's check this out. We got the Don. Donnie boy. Little Donnie.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one. And they tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history. It's been sad in so many ways, but I think it's going to be inspiring because we're going to do something that, frankly, nobody's been able to do for a long time. I read an article yesterday where it said this is one of the finest run campaigns that anybody has ever seen. That's pretty good, right? That's pretty good. It's really a statement. And we have no choice because November 5th, it's right around the corner, November 5th is going to go down as the single most important day in the history of our country.
I will say probably in modern history, yes. And I actually mean that. You know, they say that every election is the most important election since the last election. And, you know, we always kind of roll our eyes at that. It's something that's, you know, just kind of said by people every election cycle. But you look at what's going on around the world, all the war, all the conflicts, and you look at the rise of globalism in parts of the world and the fall of it in other parts of the world, you start to realize, like, oh, this might actually be the most important election in the modern era right now. Because it's not just like pro-war candidate versus pro-war candidate, where you know it's going to be the different approach to continue the exact same war. No, this is an actual person with a history of continuing wars versus somebody who has a proven history of ending wars. Especially forever wars. Which, again, all the shots are at Trump. I'm not Ray Charles who is bullshit by any means. I'm not one of these, like, sycophantic, you know, I wear a MAGA hat a lot, but I like to salt mine. I like it when I'm walking down the street and someone rolls down the window and goes, yeah, fuck yeah, Trump 2024, yeah, baby. I smile, I laugh, throw up a deuce sign, and they fucking throw it back. You know, we chill like that. I also love when I walk down the street and some fucking person runs, fuck you, fuck him, fuck Trump, and they just roll down the window and they're going, screaming and yelling, and I'm just sitting there on the sidewalk smiling at them. Also, when they stop their car and they're holding their traffic, now people are honking their horns at them. This has happened before. People are honking their horns at them, and the person's like, I'm just gonna fucking yell at him, fuck you! And we're like, I gotta go. Drive. People are rolling down their windows and yelling at the person yelling at me for wearing a MAGA hat. And all I'm doing is sitting there enjoying the show, right? And you got people looking at me, realizing like, oh, well, he's just on the sidewalk. Your car's in my fucking way. You know, I love that shit. Or ultimately, you just get like a meltdown where it's like, all right, you attack me. I always have a GoPro on me. Doug, look, my camera bag's right here. I always have a GoPro with me. I always have some sort of recording device with me. Because I do on-the-ground recording. I keep my press badge with me at all times, too. Because you never fucking know. Hell, the air show happened in my hometown. I was out of town, but literally a couple miles away from my house. A plane fell out of the sky and exploded in a residential area. I keep my ID and my camera with me at all times. You never know, dog. You never fucking know what you'll find out there in the world. So, someone freaks out on me and starts swinging on me and starts with my GoPro and I just film flipping the fuck out. I got it in GoPro. Like, it's set to go immediately to GoPro. All I gotta do is press that red button when I pull out my pocket. Instant recording of the person be like, oh, now you're filming me! And instead of, like, de-escalating, knowing that they're on camera, they always escalated. They want to, like, grab the camera and all I gotta do is, like, just keep backing up. Let them freak out and yell and scream. And then, not always, but most of the time, some people come in, look, you need to calm down and stop. I don't like his hat either. I think he's evil for wearing that hat. But you can't act like him. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? I'm just sitting here with my GoPro, bitch. What the fuck do you mean you can't act like me? Motherfucker, I'm mind my own goddamn business. But it's always some fat narwhal bitch with the granny bat flap skin underneath her fucking bicep area where she's like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, grandma. You know, with the fucking bat flaps there. Holy flipping bat flaps, grandma! Creating a whole wing sphere here. Now I got it too, but it's because I'm losing some weight. So, you know, you get that loose skin while you lose weight. But that's why I'm doing curls. Get that bicep build up. And that will take care of the little bits of loose skin. But I'm talking about, like, really bad people. Like, Gilbert Grape mom on weight loss plan type shit. SSRI victims. And you always get it, right? I posted on Twitter. I went and I got me some I Stand With Israel shirts. You motherfuckers listening to this podcast know that's a lie. But I'm not going to get any salt out of Jews for wearing a I stand with Palestine shirt. And I really have no interest in wearing some retarded shit like a Palestinian flag. But, I will get way more salt from everybody wearing a Israel shirt. I have two shirts. One, it's the American flag fade into the Israeli flag. I want to get the most boomer dad shirts imaginable. And the other one is an Israeli flag hand shaking an American flag hand. And I'm just going to wear those. Not all the time. Not very often, because these shirts are a lie. I do not stand with Israel in any, or fucking, I don't stand with any of them assholes. I stand with America. This is about the only team I'm willing to be on. Fuck y'all. I'll talk about my heritage. Like, oh yeah, I got family from Germany and, you know, all that shit. Because it's fun, it's interesting. America first. I don't give a fuck about your backwards, backworlds, backwater, sand-dwelling fucking nation. I don't give a fuck about it. I don't give a fuck about your fucking first-class country, fucking full of greens and luscious stores and shit. I don't give a fuck about you either. America. Every other country is beneath me. And that's how I approach every global conflict. How does this affect me? How does it affect America? It doesn't affect America? I don't give a fuck about it. Oh, it will affect delivery things? Well, now I'll use... Oh, okay, well, this global conflict will affect, you know, ocean deliveries and shit. Got it. Well, now I'll use this as a reason to advocate for Made in America. Because we wouldn't have to worry about supply lines being fucked up globally by global conflicts if it was all made here. That's how I approach it, right? But yeah, man. I'm going to get so much soul out just wearing these shirts. People are going to yell. They're going to scream. They're going to have meltdowns. I'm seeing all these goofy college bitches wearing Hamas flags. I see trannies wearing Palestinian flags. I'm like, oh, that's it. That's it. As a Jesus-loving Christian, I'm going to start wearing I Stand With Israel shit. You want to be a fucking tranny and wear Palestinian shit? Well, fine. I'll meet that same energy with the same level of contradictory. I'll be a Christian wearing an Israel shirt. And let's see who gets mad first. Oh, it's gonna be great. Folks, and if anything happens, I will film it for you. I'll make bumpers out of it for you. Because I love you guys. I mean, for real, I actually really love you guys. Like, the comments y'all leave, mwah. Shout out to the CEO. I give shout outs to my favorite subscribers all the time. CEO, Pedo Joe. Oh, I'm forgetting someone. Oh, Delgado. Delgado, fuck, it's like Marlon, Markran, Marilyn. Ah, I'm being a dick. Y'all three. Fucking legends. Always in the comments. Not always, but when you guys leave something, it's based shit. That heart and that pin came from me. Because I love you. CEO of Laughter is always my favorite, though. I mean, the CEO of Laughter, CEO of something, he's always changing. I'm the mayor of Blinkerville and the CEO of Based, but CEO of Laughter is what I remember him as. Good comments. Kino shit, my man. Queen, woman, whatever the fuck you are. They, thems, they're theys. You fuck. Based. Subscribe to Inside Four Walls. Get a shout out potentially. Leave comments. You might get remembered by me. I feel really bad for not remembering Delgado's first name. Such a dick. Anyway, moving on. At least he is a delegate. Donald Trump revealed Wednesday that the news that his last Republican rival suspended her campaign and took some parting shots at the former South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, on the heels of her Super Tuesday drubbing. Wow, yeah, I thought heels were her weapons. Nikki Haley got trounced last night in a record-setting fashion, despite the fact that Democrats, for reasons unknown, are allowed to vote in Vermont and various other Republican primaries. The 77-year-old ranted on Truth Social. Ranted? Okay, bud. Minutes before Haley officially bowed out, which is true. I think you shouldn't be allowed to cross vote. Everyone called Rush Limbaugh batshit insane. I wasn't a big Rush Limbaugh fan. Had nothing against him. I grew up on Theron X, you know. Wham Talk 1600. If you're in the Michigan area, Wham Talk 1600 with Theron X. That's the guy. That's the man right there. Me and him disagree on some shit, but man, it's very scant in between. And homie gave me some advice on some ground shit I got caught up on. So I will forever appreciate Theron X with Wham Talk Radio and News. Motherfucker helped me out with some sticky situation a while back. Got stranded in a very bad situation. And he gave me advice on how to get the fuck out of this bad situation. You ever been abandoned in a riot? But no way out of it? And you're like, oh, fuck, what do I do? And, oh, dude, homie came in clutch. Like, here's a list of contacts. Sell the information. Sell the videos you got now. And they'll get you some money. And you get the fuck up out of there. Blessed be thy name. Thanks, Theron. Theron and X. No one knows who the fuck I'm talking about, too, which is really good. If you're from Michigan, you know what I'm talking about. But if you don't know, just his intro is great. It's been the same intro for like 25 years. It's just some guy who called in to mock his name. Theron X. Theron X. That's a really weird name I gotta say. That's a really weird name I gotta say. Theron X. Sorry. I'm gonna stop there. It's great. He's one of my favorite. People grew up in the 90s with political parents. Listen to Rush Limbaugh. People born in the late 90s raised through. Cannot wait to get this dental surgery fixed and get this lisp gone. I broke a tooth and I got a lisp. And I occasionally have to like focus my jaw muscles. I'm basically mewing every episode now. So I don't lisp. But, just good shit. If you were born in the late 90s and raised by political parents, you listen to Theron X. Man right there. Haley 52 scored just 2 primary wins. Yeah, in Washington, D.C. Which, oh my God, you got the Koch brothers' money and you won Washington, D.C. What a fucking insult. Actually, I'm kind of grateful Trump lost D.C. Because otherwise I'd be like, Trump won D.C. That means D.C. switching. No, the fact that Nikki Haley won D.C. just shows what a swamp creature she is. So, you know, I had something prepared either way it went. And Vermont making her the first woman to win a Republican presidential nominating contest. in literally the worst part of our country and in, like, one of the most divided states in America. Wow. You won Vermont, the state of Bernie Sanders, but also the state of Sticks Hexenhammer, too. So, you know, yeah, what a very divided state. Anyway, in other news, a day ended in Y. Trump now has 995 of the 1,215 delegates needed to secure the party nod, compared to Haley's 89. His team expects to officially cross the 1,215 threshold later this month. Yeah, 99% going to happen. Quote, "At this point, I hope she stays in the race and fights it out until the end. I'd like to thank my family, friends, and the great Republican Party for helping me produce by far the most successful Super Tuesday in history." Trump went on before needing Haley further. Needing? I think you meant kneeing Haley even further, but okay. Or maybe you meant before needling Haley further, but that's a typo either way. By saying that, quote, "Much of her money came from radical left Democrats, as did many of her voters." True. All true. 100% facts. The 45th president then extended an olive branch to Haley's supporters, with polls indicating that many of them harbor some significant... Well, give me 1 minute. Acrimony. I've heard that word before. I've never seen it spelled. It's funny, right? Like, I can get on here, I can read really big words with lots of syllables and shit on it. Like, that word had too many syllables in it. Apologize. Type shit. I can do that just fine. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Got it. Little six-letter word. What the fuck is a kilometer? Is my reaction, basically. I love that meme, by the way. What the fuck is a kilometer? I know what a kilometer is, but I purposely forgot what it was just to enjoy that meme further. Quote, "I would further like to invite all of Nikki Haley's supporters to join the greatest movement in the history of our nation," he wrote.
Donald Trump gloated over Nikki Haley's exit from the Republican race on Wednesday, just minutes before Nikki Haley took to the stage in South Carolina to formally bow out of the race. Trump took to Truth Social, reacting to news reports of her forthcoming exit, and talked about how she got quote-unquote trounced in quote-unquote record-setting fashion on Super Tuesday, really kind of rubbing in her poor electoral performance in her face. Haley has won two contests in the 2024 cycle, Vermont and Washington, D.C. Trump has won everything else that he's competed in. When Haley dropped out, she stopped short of giving him a full-throated endorsement, joining the likes of Chris Christie and Mike Pence, who have also declined to do so. And this kind of really illustrates the animosity that has grown between Trump and Nikki Haley, who was previously his U.S. ambassador to United Nations. Trump had been furious with Haley for staying in the race, but interestingly, in his Truth Social post, he was almost reminiscing on the competition that he once had. He said, quote, "At this point, I hope she stays in the race and fights it out until the end." Now, all of this is a classic Trump response, but it comes against the backdrop of some sizable defections on the Republican side against Trump,
who
some people have suggested is almost like a quasi-incumbent, given that he was previously the president. And Trump has the...
By definition, he is an incumbent. Look, they called Garfield or Cleveland. They called President Cleveland a fucking incumbent when he was running for his second term, which was not back to back. He skipped a term. It would be like Trump. The exact same thing that happened to Trump. He lost an election. The guy who got in after Grover Cleveland fucked it up so bad that Cleveland ran again, and Cleveland won. At the time, the biggest landslide victory in American history. Okay? And then it would only be beaten by Reagan, maybe beaten by Trump. I would love to say that I think Trump will get that record-shattering landslide. I don't think he will. It would be fucking incredible if he did, but I don't think the... I think the era of, like, 98% red or blue landslides is over. We saw one with Obama in his first term. Didn't see with his second term. And we never really saw a landslide victory, at least speaking for my lifetime, since Reagan hasn't been a landslide victory for any side. Obama kind of got close to one, and that was the closest we ever got. I've never seen an all-blue or all-red map in my lifetime. And I don't ever really want to. I actually like the idea that we're not thinking homogeneously. I kind of like that, actually. I like societal homogeneity. but I like having a country that celebrates differences in ideas. Not ideas like maybe we should allow Sharia law, but like ideas of like big or small government. Just keep it inside our borders. Don't talk for policies outside our borders. It'd be if we were to draw the line.
Important task of trying to unify the Republican Party. There are some polls that are suggesting that many of Haley's voters are pretty reluctant and inclined not to back Trump in the general election. So he might have some work cut out for him. Trump's team has really shrugged off those concerns. They think that he will totally be able to unite the Republican Party behind him.
Okay, look, so here's the thing, right? This guy is kind of stupid. Buddy, the writing's on the wall. The right doesn't have a unity problem when back-to-back consistently a majority, an overwhelming majority of the Republicans voted for Donald Trump. Meanwhile, a majority of people questioned who voted for Haley all turned out to be Democrats. Other than like a 0.7%. Pulled this number out of my ass here, full disclosure. But a microcosm of Haley's microscopic support came from Republicans. A majority of her support came from Democrats, who were not going to vote GOP in the election. They were going to vote GOP in the primaries and then Democrat in the general elections. So no. That's all goofy fucking word game that I will not tolerate. The right's plenty unified. It's the left that's de-unified. And they never were unified to begin with. The left has never been unified. Never. There's been no such thing as leftist unity ever. And same thing with the right. There's not really been such thing as a rightist unity either. The right is just genuine enough to be like, yeah, it's not a thing. Yeah, no such thing. The left isn't. The left is like, we need to have unity between us. Never gonna happen. Not ever. Not in a million goddamn years. The Pelosi crowd and the AOC crowd and the Ilhan Omar crowd are ripping each other to shreds right now because of Joe Biden's adamant support for Israel. The right's unified. I'm the outlier on the right because I don't give a fuck about Israel. In fact, I want to strip all of their funding 100% and turn Israel into UNESCO heritage site, or maybe not UNESCO, but a heritage site nonetheless. I'm in the majority of the people on the right with that and with that sentiment to the point where I get a lot of shit. A lot of people in the right detest me for having this view. And I don't give a fuck. I have lost subscribers over it. I don't give a fuck. So, again, the microscopic amount of people who were Republican voted for Haley. Oops. Almost said Hillary. Like, there's a difference. They were TDS sufferers. Never Trumpers. Lincoln Project enjoyers. You know, sour grapes.
And they think that those defectors that some of the polls are pegging were really kind of Democrat-leaning voters or left-leaning independents anyways. Interestingly, President Biden came out with a very, very different response to Haley's exit from the race. Uh-huh. He said, quote, Donald Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley's supporters. I want to be clear, there is a place for them in my campaign. Biden said this right as Nikki Haley dropped out of the race, really drawing sharp contrast with Trump and trying to build up a coalition to take him down on November 5th. Biden is facing defections in his own party.
Yeah, no shit, Soylent Greens over here. Yeah, again, Trump literally multiple times invited them to come join his party. Come join the greatest political movement in American history. No, Trump is literally saying, there's a home for you here. You stupid fuck. This guy looks like the dude who the chair in the corner of the hotel room was put there for. He's the kind of guy that likes to watch. Buys a room for him, his wife, and a plus one. You get my drift? This guy's a cuck. A little neck-bearded bitch, really. Actually, the beard's not horrible, but God, he looks like a Soylent version of Seamus Coughlin. It's fucking embarrassing. Dog, Trump literally, as you just read out, invited Haley supporters into the party with open arms. He clowned on Haley, not her voters. And the voters he did clown on were the ones that admitted to being liberals. And of course, Joe Biden is also going to invite them because he knows, or at least people around him know, that Haley voters are mostly liberals. You're retarded, dude. You're fucking retarded.
The Democrats are having some infighting over the Israel-Hamas war. It has really divided progressives, and he's had sizable chunks of voters mark themselves as uncommitted in some of the primary contests, notably in Michigan, Minnesota, and North Carolina. During his victory speech in Mar-a-Lago, Trump largely stuck to the script and talked about unity and really refrained from attacking Haley and didn't even really mention her at all.
Why do all the women in Flint either have giant fucking chins or distended guts? Or they're bulimic. Like, you have the anorexic Eugenia Cooney type bitches. Like, you only come in extra small, morbidly obese, or extra large chin. I don't know why. Must be something in the water, but there's a reason why legendary fighter Mike Perry got the fuck up out of there. And now he's up in Miami, chilling out with bikini bitches. And meanwhile, all you Flint women go around here like Vivek Ramaswamy with that bottom chin. Ugh.
All in his speech. So it seemed like he was starting to make steps towards trying to unify the party, but on Wednesday, he couldn't help himself with that Truth Social post.
Oh, suck a fat cock, faggot. No one cares. Anyway. Ugh. Again, the right's pretty unified. The people voting for Haley are liberals. The people voting for Trump are conservative. And the people who have TDS were voting for Haley, but now they're probably not going to vote, period. So who cares? Who fucking cares? She's going to be like, he just couldn't help himself with that Truth Social post. All right, Joe Biden couldn't help himself from shoving his cock up his daughter's ass in the shower either. Want to talk about that? No? Weird. Pedo Pete. Shout out to one of my favorite subscribers, Pedo Joe. My man. Actually, you know what? I will say this. Pedo Pete does not have my vote, but you, Pedo Joe, I'll vote for Pedo Joe any day of the week. The subscriber, exclusively. That Pedo Pete... based Pete. However, I must continue. President Biden, in sharp contrast to Trump, congratulated Haley on her campaign and invited backers to get behind his re-election bid. Again, you have a microscopic amount of people you're fighting for custody over. I don't give a fuck about the sour grapes, Joe. You can eat all the sour grapes you want. Hope you enjoy the flavor of them. Donald Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley's supporters. I want to be clear. There's a place for them in my campaign. Yeah, so we can smell you. In a terse exit speech, Haley said that she had no regret about running and declined to endorse her rival right away. Yeah, well, we all knew she wasn't going to. Quote, in all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the... We already read that and watched his speech. You can go back to my channel and check it out. Almost all other former 2024 presidential contenders, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Tim Scott, have thrown their weight behind Donald Trump. By contrast, Haley, along with former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence, have not. Chris Christie kind of did. I think Chris Christie and Trump have something going on behind the scenes. I don't fully know, but it was weird how all that kind of played out in the end with them. Trump is now pivoting. And sorry about the... All the time, seasons changing here, hot to cold rapidly, you know how it goes. I try to blow my nose, but then I'm talking, and I can feel it running down the inside of my nostril, and I just gotta do something really quick on the fly. I try not to do it. But anyway, Trump is pivoting to his near-certain general election rematch with Biden. Near-certain? It is certain. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Quote, Biden is the enemy. He is destroying our country. Make America great again, Trump declared on Wednesday morning message right here. Nikki Haley got trounced last night in a record-setting fashion, despite the fact that Democrats, for reasons unknown, are allowed to vote in Vermont and various other Republican primaries. Much of her money comes from radical left Democrats, as did many of her voters, almost 50% according to the polls. At this point, I hope she stays in the race and fights it out until the end. I like to thank my family, friends, and the great Republican Party for helping me produce by far the most successful Super Tuesday in history. And would further like to invite all of Nikki Haley's supporters to join the greatest movement in history of our nation. Biden is the enemy. He is destroying our country. Make America great again. Wow, so you mean he invited Nikki Haley's supporters into his campaign? Wild. I thought he didn't do that. Retards. During a victory speech out of Mar-a-Lago Tuesday evening, Trump made no mention of Haley and pined for unity. Weird, New York Post, because that weird dude who looks like he likes to watch large black men give his girlfriend double doses of vitamin B and a dose of C seems to have said otherwise. Hey, New York Post, you may want to let go of somebody if they can't properly report the fucking story! Just a thought. It's probably why I quit using New York Post as often as I used to. Remember back in the day I used to use New York Post all the time? And now I'm basically between SCNR and Scanner News and the Washington Examiner and a couple other outlets. Basically abandoned the New York Post. Yeah. There's a reason. fucking faggots with your little fucking Ukraine flag and your fucking bio. Suck my dick. Quote, success. That's what's ultimately going to unify this country and unify this party. He said, quote, we have a great Republican Party with tremendous talent. And we want to have unity, and we are going to have unity. It's going to happen very quickly. Yeah, I'm waiting for the next couple days for Trump to actually announce who his VP is, too. Because, like I said, now that Super Tuesday's come and gone, I think in the coming days, coming weeks, we're probably going to get that announcement of who his running mate's going to be. And I'm pretty sure Trump's already had it picked out a few months in advance. And a lot of the names we get thrown out are misdirection. And that list we got of six names, I think that's the bottom six of a top 10 list. But you can go back to my channel and watch the episode. Let's go down here, check out the comments, and wrap this episode up. Oh, watch your eyes. 3, 2, 1. All right. Jeff says, quote, Donald Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley supporters. I want to be clear. There's a place in my campaign for them, Biden said in a statement. They always were in Sleepy Joe's campaign. Yeah, no shit. Gopher. That's funny, my apprenticeship. I'm officially at the gopher level myself. Shout out to people who know what that means. Exactly. No matter what Haley would do from now on, her voters were always Democrats, rhinos, and awful, affluent, white, female liberals. Yep. Who just voted for Haley to try and get her the nomination because they knew she would be beaten easily by the Democrats and the mainstream media, the big tech complex in November. I had such high hopes for her. Now, she might as well run as a Democrat in 2028. She might as well never run. And Joshua Luxon says, I am far more worried about the course of Trump on the world. Oh, suck a fat one, you whiny bitch. He destabilized the world with his deranged rhetoric, which brought in 4 years of peace, the Abraham Accords, made America the next exporter of energy, ISIS backed off, the Taliban backed off. OPEC was stepping down a little bit. We also had countries asking to join NATO. I don't even like NATO, but the fact that countries wanted to join NATO because they had so much faith in its ability to protect them because of Trump's pretty much rigorous ownership. Trump threatening both China and Russia to stay in line, otherwise there'd be consequences, worked. I don't know. I think you're a whiny little fat faggot bouncing on a cock rider sitting here trying to figure out how you can justify Cope, Seed, and Maul that your bitch lost. It's okay, you're still going to vote for Biden in the primaries anyway. Vote for Biden in the general election anyway, bitch, so keep crying. With a deranged rhetoric which incites wars. What war did it incite? Name one. Name one war Trump's rhetoric incited and didn't end. I can name you wars it ended, but you can't name when it started. A curse causing a pandemic. Oh, you're one of those faggots that does the whole Trump's the Antichrist thing, right? Donnie Darkened. That garbage? Jesus Christ. Yeah, that dude's got a Joel Osteen comprehension of the Bible, and he thinks it means Trump's the Antichrist. That shit's retarded. A curse causing a pandemic. China, lab leak, not Trump, and inflation, the greatest economy in American history in 2019. If you want to talk about the whole skimmy check things, did you cash one? You lose the ability to talk about his part in inflation if you cash that skimmy check. I'm just saying. And leading his followers to the abyss. Who? Like who? Like literally who, though? James Bailey, how many times are you going to post the same propaganda which people laugh at? Calmer, sir, seek professional help. You are having a meltdown. Oh, God, let's see what these comments are saying. Not for nothing. To the Soros poster living in your parents' basement, go back to playing with your Star Wars dolls and Xbox. This is a place for adult conversation. Hey, I still play my Xbox 360. Why? That's the last good console they made. Mainly, I haven't played any video games in like 2 years. I turn that thing on every couple months, basically, just to make sure it still turns on, make sure it still works. It's the Xbox 360 Jasper model. I won it from a Halo competition. I came in, it was like 500 people who were competing. I came in like the 38th. I came in the 38th spot, and part of that was like a gift card voucher and like some gaming apparel. I got like a Xbox and a Halo t-shirt. A Bungie t-shirt. Got the Xbox Jasper line out of it. You don't know what Jasper's is. It's basically just a tournament style model that can run for days and days and days and days and days on end without any problems. And I still use it, you know. It's like kind of a trophy at this point, actually. Like, you know, I don't really... Like, I never turn it on. I never actually use it, but... I don't know if you guys can hear it or not, but I'll turn it on real quick, actually. Just grab the controller. I had to find it. It was buried. Because that's how long it's been since I actually played it. I got the keyboard one. Yeah, buddy. Here, I'll do something so you guys... I don't know if you guys can hear it or not, but just so you guys know I'm not fucking clowning. I don't know if you can hear that. I'm just going through all the characters on here. I have a lot of people on here. I got a lot of old roommates and shit I don't have anymore. And some people from an old church I went to where I bring my Xbox and we play Halo afterwards. Anyway. Because, you know, nothing screams loving the Lord like blowing up a bunch of grunts in Halo after service. Hallowed be thy name. Right here. Let's see. The last one I'm going to read. Jigman1. Was just wondering which hallucination product you want. Are you on? God, these are all pretty good. Greg Murphy, yeah, I miss him too. Sacramucci, nice. That's a good reference. Ha 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 ha. Worry yourself to a frazzle. Yep. That being said, I'm gonna wrap this up here. This has been Inside Four Walls. I've been your host, getting it done, and this has been Skibbity.